Good afternoon, the exotic set. This is Emily. We do, yes. We take a blood sample. Yep. We don't do the leg bands, but we do the microchips, yes. Yeah. Yep. Yeah, absolutely. No, usually those bands are done just by the breeders for the breeders identifications. So there's not any clinics that I know of that do those, bands. Alrighty. Yeah. Yep. We would need to see them. Yeah, we need to see them just for a health check before the microchipping, because they have to go under a short anesthetic for the microchipping because it's a big sort of needle. So we can do all of that on the same day. But yeah, we just need to make sure they're fit for an anesthetic. So I could do, what do we got here? I could do Friday for you at 11, or I've got next week. Yeah, okay, cool. Alrighty. And have we seen any of your birds before? No? Okay, I'll just grab some details from you to make a file. What was your first name? And your surname? And your email address? And the number you're calling from, is this your best contact? Alrighty, I'll just jot that one down. And what's your home address? Okay, and what's the first one's name? And how old is Phantom? Okay. Yep. And the other one's name? And okay, cool. And so they are eating solids, then you're not support feeding. Wonderful. Okay, so the biggest one with these guys is that we just need to make sure they've had no fruit and veggies or soft food at least 2 hours prior to, so just hold off on their soft foods in the morning. So that way, yeah, we can just pop them under for the short anesthetic, get them both, all checked, microchipped and all kit and caboodled, all done. Alrighty? Yeah, that's right, yeah. And I'll send you an email as well, just in regards to, like, their husbandry, what brands of food you're feeding them and everything like that, if you just fill that one out before the consult, because the vet will ask you all those questions when you get here. That's why we do the checkup first. It's a routine procedure. We do it all the time. With any anesthetic, there is always a risk because you are putting them under, like, an anesthetic. But it's a very quick procedure. We use a gas anesthetic, so they go down very quickly. They wake up very quickly. But that's why we just get the vet to check them over, make sure they're all fit, because we don't put any birds that are sort of compromised in any way under an anesthetic because, that's just increased the risk. We don't want that. Off the top of my head, I can email you an estimate. Alrighty. Amazing. All right. No worries. We'll see you Friday. At 11. That's okay. Bye.